This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. The ongoing production of Pericles, Prince of Tyre, by the Theater Arts Department at Utah State University, is both an entertaining and educational experience. The authorship of Pericles has been debated for centuries, with many experts arguing that William Shakespeare did not write the first half of the play's script. Intentionally or not, the WSU production seems to support the views of those dubious scholars. With a few exceptions, a talented cast seems to struggle in the early scenes of Pericles, since the ham-handed script gives them nothing to portray but cardboard characters speaking stilted dialogue. But once the non-Shakespearean text is behind them, the same performers explode with renewed enthusiasm, making the second half of the production an absolute delight. In the role of the narrator, Alex Smith not only provides context linking the play's episodic scenes, he even manages to wring a few laughs out of the disputed portions of the script. Rebecca Swan is another standout in the play's early scenes, during which she plays both male and female characters with grace and style. Kat Evangelo also shines in the role of Princess Thaisa, who becomes Pericles' ill-fated wife. In the second act, Blake Bundy very nearly steals the show with a hilarious gender-bending portrayal of the proprietor of a seafront bawdy house. Molly Barcy is equally watchable as Marina, the virtuous daughter of Pericles, who can literally fast-talk her way out of any predicament. In the title role, Brian Bolander finally makes Pericles sympathetic and believable in the play's closing scenes. Performances of Pericles, Prince of Tyre, will resume at the Morgan Theater December 3rd through 7th. In addition to the Nutcracker and A Christmas Carol, the approach of the holiday season also means that Juanito Bandito rides again. Yes, that personification of political incorrectness is returning in his own holiday show. In the all-new musical review, penned by T.J. Davis of Picabel Playhouse Renowned, Juanito Bandito is visited by the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future in an effort to thwart his plans to rob Santa Claus. While that might sound vaguely familiar, the show is sure to be filled with the Davis family's trademarks, which are great performances, original music, and off-the-wall improv comedy. Matinee and evening performances of Juanito Bandito's 2019 Christmas Carol are set for December 6th to 13th at the Ellen Eccles Theater in Logan and at the Grand Theater in Salt Lake from December 18th to 23rd. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.